This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Chris Voss. We're going to return now to part two of Handel's oratorio, The Resurrection, La Resurrezione. Handel's patron, the Marchese Francesco Maria Ruspoli, opened his home for the debut of this work and had it elaborately decorated for the occasion. Ruspoli installed orchestra seats, music stands, and a specially designed backdrop in the main hall, and he installed a waterfall in the adjoining salon where the aristocratic concertgoers could go for refreshments at intermission between the two parts of the oratorio. So, now they've returned, ready to hear part two of Handel's oratorio, and so do we. After a sinfonia, we'll hear St. John singing an aria about Christ as the new dawn. He goes to find Jesus' mother, Mary, hoping she has news that his prophecy of resurrection has come to pass. Meanwhile, the angel and Lucifer are still arguing about who is the most powerful, heaven or hell, as Mary Magdalene and Mary Cleopas make their way to Jesus' tomb, filled with love and hoping they are not too late to see the Lord. Lucifer realizes that he has been conquered and flees back to hell, and the angel appears to tell the two Marys the good news that Christ is risen, and off they go to spread that good news. St. John announces that Christ has already appeared to the Virgin Mary, and Mary Magdalene returns to say that Jesus has appeared to her as well. Finally, there's a great celebration as everyone rejoices in the triumph of Christ over death. Part two again features soprano Karina Gauvin as the angel, soprano Teresa Wakeham as Mary Magdalene. Mezzo-soprano Kelsey Loretano is Mary Cleopas, tenor Aaron Sheehan is St. John, with baritone Christian Immler as Lucifer. The Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, conducted by Stephen Stubbs and Paul Odent. Here is part two of Handel's La Resurrezione from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB in concert.
Certa fede e senza alcun periglio letta la madre e glorioso il figlio.
Thank you. Che basta! terzo in mente. Ai, che vivo e confuso, atterrito e deluso, fuoco e ciel, fuoco e suol, fuggo il mondo, ed è più cupo abisso. Torno a precipitar,
più sereno si fa intorno, noi più rispondiamo. scuola un giovane vestito.
Oh, Rivolgi passi
in traccia di Gesù che già risorto come ancor Maddalena.
Onde il sapeste
sopra l'aperto avello, così mi a noi rivello la procedesse.
Così la madre me poc'anzi detto, a cui prima ogni figlio apparve il glorioso aspetto.
Oh, come lieta avrà quel figlio accolto!
Parve ch'il suo bel volto di stille lacrimose umire ancora del sol divino all'improvviso raggio fosse trariso e pianto un'altra aurora. Poi la gioia veloce corse del senno al labbro, in questa voce: caro figlio,
thank you.
from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. That's the conclusion of Handel's oratorio, La Resurrezione, The Resurrection, here on WCRB, featuring soprano Karina Gauvin as the Angel, soprano Teresa Wakeham as Mary Magdalene, mezzo-soprano Kelsey Laurentano as Mary Cleopas, and tenor Aaron Sheehan as St. John. Baritone Christian Immler was Lucifer. The Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra was conducted by Stephen Stubbs and Paul Odette. I'm Chris Voss. You can hear this concert again anytime you choose at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Just find the In Concert page. There you'll also find a broadcast schedule of upcoming broadcasts of WCRB In Concert. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Tonight's broadcast was written and produced by Alan McClellan and recorded, edited, and mixed by Antonio Oliart-Ross. The executive producer for WCRB In Concert is Brian McCreath. Our thanks to the musicians and staff of the Boston Early Music Festival for their assistance in tonight's broadcast. Thank you for listening to WCRB In Concert.